today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. We're talking about the concept of sacrifice in the view of Islam. I invite you to listen to us. Today, Thursday, is the 11th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 111 of chapter At-Tawbah from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties in exchange for that they will have paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah, so they kill and are killed. It is the true promise binding upon him in the Torah and the Gospel and the Quran. And who is truer to his covenant than Allah? So rejoice in your transaction which you have contracted, and it is that which is the great attainment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, by applying a delicate simile, the Quran points to intensive love of the believers to holy struggle in the way of Allah. It symbolizes their deed to a transaction and a bargain. Usually there are four essential elements in every bargain. These four factors are seller, customer, the ware to be transactioned, and the price. In these splendid spiritual transactions, the seller is a believer, the customer is Allah, the ware to be transactioned is the soul and the wealth of the believers, and its price is the eternal paradise.
Allah, 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 ma lana mawlan siwa Allah, Allah.
Yeah.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about Islam and sacrifice. Islam is not just one gift among many. It is the choicest gift of Allah. You can find this concept in chapter Al-Ma'idah, that is chapter 5, in the Holy Quran, verse 3. Out of all the countless bounties and blessings that Allah has given to us to enable us to live our lives in this world, the greatest and the most important is that He, Allah, has guided us to the true meaning and purpose in our lives. That purpose and that meaning is to live for Him, to strive to seek His pleasure, and even to die in His way. Instead of living like animals, being born, eating and drinking, procreating and dying, we live in a meaningful existence. Life is thus lift up from being a transient, fleeting moment in history, terminable at death, to an eternal event. Our existence is no more directed to merely coveting and acquiring the blessings and bounties that abound in this world. Instead, the way is open to turn this world's possessions into everlasting benefits to be reaped in that world, sometimes by taking and enjoying them gratefully, sometimes by giving them up.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the sacrifice and its role in people's lifestyle. Sometimes sacrifice may be on the individual level. For example, when someone, starves hunger or thirst, and you have both food and drink, but you give your own food and drink to a person who needs it, who is in dire need of receiving food and drink for survival, it's a kind of sacrifice on individual level. Another type of sacrifice is on the social level. On the social or societal level, we find defending the frontiers of the country or defending the ideological or doctrinal borders of the country or of the nation is another kind of sacrifice. Right after the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the ex-Ba'athist party of Iraq under Saddam Hussein attacked the Iranian territories. Well, for around for 8 years, everybody, in the nation, was ready to go the war front and to combat and fight the enemy soldiers and the offenders. Many of those people who went to the battlefields were martyred, and they martyred in order to rescue the whole nation and country from the hands of the enemy soldiers. Now we find that those people who were injured, who remained infirm for the rest of their lives, they are regarded as evidence and certainly as proofs regarding a practical sacrifice, not a theoretical sacrifice or a sacrifice at the level of discourse or at the level of talking, rather sacrifice at the level of giving their own lives in practical terms in the way of defending the nation, the rights of the nation.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love.
From the things to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, we reach to something you love. Sometimes we have to give up something or someone we love for the sake of Allah. Whether it's our dream job or a person we love, sometimes the things we love can come between us and Allah. In these cases, difficult choices have to be made. There is good news for the person who takes this difficult step, however. The Prophet said, "Verily, you will never leave anything for the sake of Allah Almighty, but that Allah will replace it with something better." This hadith is full of hope and reassurance. Allah is so merciful. Not only does Allah give you the equivalent of what you left for His sake, but He gives you better. The topic is about Islam and sacrifice, and in this part we'll look at Karbala, an unforgettable sacrifice for Islam. Among all the possible stakeholders that could conceivably mount opposition to the regime, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the only one who was willing, nay, duty-bound to respond to the Holy Quran's call to action on behalf of the Muslim society as a whole. The Imam's dilemma was that he could not surrender to Yazid's demand for an oath of allegiance to legitimize his authority, yet he did not have the power to fight him militarily. He was all alone, with no significant base of support. However, as the eldest surviving member of the progeny of the Prophet and the anointed Imam, the appointed Imam of the Muslim community, he was still responsible, for responsibility is born out of awareness and faith, not power or possibility. The post-Muhammad New Age of ignorance was darker and scarier than the pre-Islamic Old Age of ignorance. Giving lectures to re-educate the people would no longer suffice, as deviations extended beyond a few individuals and permeated the entire society. The Imam, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, had to choose a dramatic action to reawaken the community.
This is what the Imam says in the hadith. He says about the mu'min, al-mu'min nafsuhu minhu fi ta'ab wa nas minhu fi raha. That he's always tiring himself so that he what? So that he relieves other human beings. This is the quality of a mu'min. So this is with huququllah. And the entire revolution of Karbala, why did Imam Hussein even go out to Karbala and revolt? Was it for dunya? Never. Imam al-Hussein knew he was going to get killed. It was because of the religion, Islam. Because he felt responsibility. He knew it was an obligation towards his faith that Yazid is destroying Islam. He's not going to stay quiet in his house. He went to Karbala only because he wanted to what? He wanted to preserve the religion of Rasulullah. It's also huququllah azza wa jal. That I don't just say I don't care about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, I have to say something when my religion is hijacked. That's why he said when he was asked, why are you going to Karbala? He was going to Kufa initially. They stopped him in Karbala. He says, إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ Reform. أُرِيدُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ I want to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. I have no interest for myself. It's only the interest of the religion of Allah and the Muslim Ummah. He had that felt, he had that sense of responsibility. Because in front of him, he was always thinking about huququllah azza wa jal.
Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, والسلام عليكم.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.